I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Hello. Welcome back to The Art of Connection, or if you're brand new here, welcome in. It feels a little bit surreal to be speaking into the microphone again, but also really right, because I started this podcast because I believe in the power of storytelling and in connection and the way that creativity brings us home to ourselves and in the deep magic that happens when we feel truly seen and connected. But if I'm honest, I ran away a little bit from this project because it felt like it got too big and I became really vulnerable after releasing just three episodes in, I think it was 2023. It felt too big. I felt too vulnerable and much too far out of my comfort zone, if I'm honest with you. And I've been letting all the self-doubt creep in. But here's the thing, I really, really want to open this back up and bring this gift to you. I still kept thinking about the podcast. I still had it, like, felt like it was just tucked up my sleeve. And I really want to honor the idea that came to me. It felt like a real drop in, like a gift that was given to me. And so I want to do it justice and honor this idea by actually actioning it and bringing it to fruition the way that it needs to be, brought to life. And so I just want to apologize for the break that came not long after releasing this. A lot has happened since then. And I want to say thank you for your patience while you've waited for me to release this and bring it back to life. So yes, thank you. I'm sitting here in my it used to be my home studio before I had my shop space at Oaken Haven, and now it's a playroom. We call it the playroom. It's basically a beautiful old desk, a lovely textured rug or mat underneath, and my daughter's toys and drawers full of craft, jars of textures. I'm looking at a ukulele, a big, beautiful wooden doll's house. We've got paintings on the walls. I've got incense burning. I've got a stack of magazines next to me that I find really inspiring, a shell that I bought from the Emu Plains market a little while ago, some crystals. And if you're familiar with Gentle Habits incense, I'm currently burning Yamba. And I've got a beautiful perfectly steeped peppermint tea in a handmade mug right next to me. So if you've got a drink with you, let's take a mindful pause to have a sip of this together. Oh, delicious. Okay. So yes, like I was saying, if I'm being honest with you, I ran away from this project after releasing only 3 episodes, and it felt a bit too big, and I really felt that vulnerability hangover, and which is crazy because everybody was so supportive and encouraging and loved the episodes. And for a long time afterwards, I was getting messages from people saying, thank you so much. This was such a great listen. I loved this episode, or it was so nice to listen to you more and hear a little bit more about you. So that it wasn't from any external sources. It was literally like my own self-doubt crept in, and I just wanted to put myself back in my shell. And so now I'm in the process of kind of coming out of that cocoon again after a really big year. So thank you for being here with me. So the journey so far from the idea of the art of connection and now, oh my gosh, it feels so different. When I reflect on what's happened between releasing it on my birthday, you know, in 2023, which was August, oh, I have just, there has been a lifetime worth of growth in the time from then to now. When I first started the Art of Connection, my world looked so different. I hadn't opened my shop, Oaken Haven. I was still very deep in the process of figuring out how to turn my creative work into a sustainable business. And now here we are. Running a business has been the wildest and the most beautiful and most stretching thing I have done in a long time. And a lot of the times I'll tell my friends that it feels honestly like the first 12 months of running a business feels so similar to the first 12 months of being postpartum and welcoming new life into your world. There are so many similarities where it can become all consuming. You can feel really stretched and not being sure of how to step forward or how to, there's no manual, basically. There's no manual when you become a mum of here's how you do XYZ. And there's no manual for business. Like, here's how you open a business and build it and sustain it and support it, of like step-by-step instructions. So I have been really lucky to be part of some beautiful groups that support new business owners and founders. And that has really helped me build my business from the very beginning, from like the conception of the idea, and deciding that I'd like to work for myself and, you know, really give this a red hot go, to now having been in business for a year, just over 12 months actually, and really seeing how it's running and the processes of it. It's actually quite incredible. So one of the groups that I'm part of, I'm learning from a beautiful mentor, Alison Larson Rice, who runs Offline, and the program that I've been part of is called Serve, and I highly recommend that course for people that are doing their own business, service-based business or product-based business, because it focuses and centers around regenerative entrepreneurship and how we can build and sustain businesses for the season that we're in, that is not part of that girl boss era. It's not part of the hustle and grind. It's not part of the capitalist structure and way of moving in the world and being a business. It's really a way of honoring yourself and your capacity, but also welcoming wealth and structure and stability and basically having a really good, strong foundation and values that inform the way that your business is conceived and how it grows from there. So for me, I've learned how to trust myself more and how to lean into what feels right rather than what's expected of me, and how to find ease in the process rather than constantly pushing all the time. And one of the biggest lessons for me has been that creativity isn't just about making, it's about living in a way that feels rich and expressive and really connected. And that is part of the reason why I wanted to, reignite my love and devotion to this podcast, because I also need the conversations, and maybe you do too. So my vision for this podcast is to have shorter episodes with that are solo, so just me talking about my experience with business, perhaps with motherhood, creativity, things that I find that have been coming up for me, monthly or seasonally, things that I'm experiencing that you might be too. So it gives you a little bit more insight, and it's also kind of like longer form ways of expression. Sometimes I think I feel quite trapped or stagnated or bound by little squares on Instagram and captions and things like that. And I've got so much more to say and express myself. So here is the space that I'm going to do it. And in addition to me, I'll also have beautiful guests that come on to talk about their experience with connection. Perhaps it's in with health. I've got beautiful friends that focus on women's health, fertility, artists that talk about their journey, authors and writers that talk about their practice and their rhythm and rituals for bringing their craft to life. So you can expect single episodes or solo episodes from me, but also beautiful, enriching conversations with people that are in our community that I wish everybody could meet. And this is one way of me being able to offer them to a wider audience than just those of us lucky enough to be in the same vicinity as them. And I guess my vision for this podcast is, it's quite expansive actually. So if you're wondering what you can expect from the Art of Connection moving forward, I really want to this to be a place where we can talk about things that really matter, creativity, motherhood, the ebb and flow of making, unmaking, the wisdom that comes from people who live deeply and who feel deeply and who move through the world with care and intention, because these are my kind of people. I'm really, sometimes I feel like the world is a really fast moving current that is just digested in bite-sized pieces. And for me, I really want to sink my teeth into something a little bit more nourishing and satiating and beautiful, enriching conversations. And yeah, and one of the things about this podcast is at this stage, it won't be videoed. I just want it to be something that you can hear. I think video is an extra layer or step at this stage that I'm just not, it would be another block for me to get past in order to get it out there. And the most important thing for me at the moment is just for you to be able to hear conversations and ideas and insights. And I think adding the pressure of learning how to use video and edit all of that and upload it and have it somewhere is just like one more thing to add to the list, and it's beyond my current capacity. So for the time being, it's going to be completely, here where we are now, how we're meeting now. And I've got an Art of Connection podcast page on Instagram too, where you can find me there. So between Oakenhaven and the Art of Connection, I feel like we're covering a few bases there. And if you'd like to chat in person as well, I'm usually in the shop at Oakenhaven as well in Croydon. So between those spaces, I think we'll have it covered. And sometimes it's just nice to hear and listen. And, you know, for me, podcasts are something that I go for a walk with, have a long drive while I'm listening to something. When I used to work in the studio here, in my home studio, I would listen to my friends' podcasts and people that I know or my favorite podcasts. And it felt like I was creating alongside listening to a friend chat. And I found that really soothing and comforting. So I hope that I can be that space for you too. So the people that will be on this space, like I said before, that will come and be invited into sharing in the art of connection and their way of living will be artists and makers, women's health professionals, healers, and people from my beautiful community who have so much richness to share. And I think perhaps it's all in divine timing, because one of the things that I noticed was that as the year went on, I was meeting more and more people in the shop space that I was like, oh God, I would love to sit down and chat with you about this for hours and hours and have it recorded so that other people could hear and benefit from our conversations too. So over the past 12 months, I've made beautiful connections with incredible people in our community, and I can't wait to get them on and share their wisdom with you too. So they're not just interviews. I feel like that's quite static. I want it to be a little bit more dynamic. There's a conversation happening heart to heart about the things that make life feel meaningful, the struggles perhaps that we don't often say out loud, and the small moments of beauty that keep us going. And that's what I love to refer to as golden moments, the moments that really bring you back to yourself and allow you to come home to yourself. So this is my invitation to you. You can join me here. And I want to say thank you for being here so far. If you've just found this space, I hope you feel at home here with me. And I want this podcast to be a conversation. So not just me speaking into the void. If there's something that you would love for me to talk about, or you would like to hear about, or a person that you want to hear from, someone you think I should interview or have a conversation with, or even just a thought that you want to share with me, please reach out and let me know. For those of you that are already part of such a beautiful community that is Oakenhaven, you'll know that it's not just a one-way street. I really love connecting with you deeply and value your time and energy that you bring into the space, and this will be much the same. So if there's something that you have on your heart or you're wanting to explore, please just let me know. I would love to connect with you and build this new community for the Art of Connection together. So you can find me over on Instagram at the Art of Connection Pod, or in the shop if you feel like popping in at Oakenhaven. And if this episode has excited you or resonated with you, it would mean the world to me if you shared it with a friend or left me a review, if you've just got a minute to help me build this up again by just tapping hopefully 5 stars. It really does help so much in growing this space and helping other people to also find it. So here's to connection and to creativity and to taking up space in ways that matter the most. And for me, especially as a woman, that is using my voice, expressing myself and getting my truest and highest expression out into the world to help bring that tapestry of all the beautiful people I know together. And I'm so glad you're here to help me bring that to fruition. Thank you for being here, and until next time, have a beautiful rest of the day. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well, that would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.